Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to decluttering that digital dopamine rush. You know, life throws a lot at us. Stress, frustrations, disappointments. Sometimes it feels like we're carrying around this baggage, weighing us down. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower waiting inside you to make things lighter? It's called forgiveness, and trust me, it's more powerful than you think. We're diving deep into the art of letting go today because holding on to anger, resentment, or hurt is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know that feeling when someone does something that stings? You replay it in your head, maybe even craft a witty comeback, but all that energy spent on bitterness just keeps you stuck in the negativity. It's like being chained to the past, preventing you from truly moving forward and living your best life. Here's the deal, folks. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about liberating yourself from its grip. Imagine it as a mental detox, releasing those toxic emotions that are clogging up your system. It's not a one-size-fits-all process. There are different ways to approach it, depending on your situation and what feels right for you. First off, understand that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, and that's okay. Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself to feel the emotions, but don't let them control you. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like clutching a hot coal, hoping it will burn someone else. Only you end up getting burned. Second, remember that forgiveness is ultimately for you, not the other person. Don't expect an apology or even acknowledgement. This isn't about making things right with them. It's about making peace within yourself. You deserve to be free from those chains of resentment. Third, try practicing empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Were they struggling? Did they have their own baggage influencing their actions? It doesn't excuse their behavior, but understanding their perspective can sometimes make it easier to let go. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. We all have our flaws and moments of weakness. Fourth, focus on gratitude. Shift your attention towards the good things in your life, your loved ones, your health, your accomplishments. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it naturally pushes out negativity and helps create a more positive outlook. It's like shifting the lens of your mind from focusing on the thorns to appreciating the beautiful rose. Finally, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. Acknowledge the hurt, learn from it, and use it as a stepping stone for growth. But don't let it define you or control your present happiness. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who had a major falling out with her sister years ago. They argued over something seemingly trivial, a borrowed dress, if I remember correctly, but the tension lingered like a shadow over their relationship. Sarah carried this resentment for years, letting it poison her thoughts and affect her interactions with other people. She became so guarded, so quick to judge, that she missed out on genuine connections and happiness. Then, something shifted. Sarah realized that holding on to this anger was doing more damage to her than to her sister. It was like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. It weighed her down and hindered her ability to move forward. She decided to forgive her sister, not for the other person's sake, but for her own. It wasn't easy. There were moments of doubt, anger bubbling up again. But Sarah persevered, focusing on gratitude and practicing empathy. She realized that everyone makes mistakes, and she could choose to move forward with love instead of bitterness. And guess what? It worked. The weight lifted, her perspective shifted, and Sarah was finally able to enjoy a genuine relationship with her sister again. Listen up, because this is the takeaway. Forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoing. It's about reclaiming your power. It's about choosing peace over pain, love over resentment. It's about freeing yourself from the past and stepping into a brighter future. So today, I challenge you to practice forgiveness, start small, be patient with yourself, and watch how this simple act can transform your life. Remember, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Choose to let go, choose to forgive, and choose to live a happier, lighter life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Maybe they're carrying around some baggage of their own. Keep that dopamine decluttered, my friends, and see you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.